Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
That is Talama Matsipe and the song Your Name Reigns. And before that, we gave you to me song Sileke. I'm Walking with the King into our traffic and coming out with Talama Matsipe, 12 minutes just after one on Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock right here on the airwaves of Radio Pulpit. I'm not alone. I'm with Pastor Faith Khoza, the CEO and founder of Money Acumen, and we have opened the lines for you to can ask your questions pertaining to money matters, be it it's debt review related, debt, whatever, saving related, anything money matters goes. And we are talking on credit score today together with her. And my queen, a family member is asking a question, saying, which company should we trust? So I'm not going to allow you to talk about companies, but I'm going to, I just said to her, no, I'm just going to allow Muruti to tell us how we can identify the right company that deals with the credit scores. Because she says she receives emails from different companies telling her to register with them and check her credit score from time to time. And she says, then which one, which company is trustworthy? So we're not going to mention names of companies, but is there a way that we can identify and know that, no, this one, because there, yes, there are many now.
There are many now, but I can tell you that in South Africa, there are six that I know of. Mm-hmm. Six main ones that I know of, ones that are reputable and all, but there are lots of these ones that will even make you pay for that will even make you pay for your credit report. Because remember, when we started, when we introduced the subject of credit scores last week, we indicated that by law in South Africa, you are entitled to one free credit report per annum. So you only pay for the second one. You know what I mean? Like if you need more than one credit report in a year, then you can start paying. But now, because we can't mention names, you know, there are these famous ones.
Yes, I know the famous ones.
Those were those ones, there are about seven. And those are the ones that I can say they are good.
Okay.
They are reputable institutions,
Okay, and then I think the family member can also ask you in private if they want to pursue to find out more about those. But now, okay, what is the range? Because you hear, they make it sound like it's a new thing, you know, they are doing you a favor, you can get one one credit score for free and then start paying after the first one, you know. So it's like, okay, they are making you a favor. Kanti, you do qualify for one free one, vele, you know. Okay.
Per year.
But now, the money range, should we know what money range you can be charged to get a credit score for the second time?
Different companies, they charge you differently depending on what you need, you know, because others will say, we're giving it to you for free, and others will say, no, for the next one, will you pay, you know, nothing more than 200 rand or whatever. So, most of the times, unless if you have a problem, or they can say to you, if you've got a judgment on your credit report, all you need to do is to go to that particular store that has raised the judgment against you. Mm-hmm. You pay them, you close it, and you ask them for proof that you have paid, and you take it. And you are able to clear your name in that way.
Okay. All right. Hey, yeah, I understand why the family member was asking. So I'm smiling as well.
I also do understand why.
Now, let's go to improving our credit scores. And there's one question that I found some time back of one who was asking, is there a way of improving your credit score quickly? You know? Is there anything like that I can do it quickly and improve my credit score?
Yeah, okay. So let me mention quickly about 10 things that you can do to improve your credit score.
Okay.
So the first one would be pay your bills on time. don't miss any payment.
Mm.
And secondly, keep your balances very low on your credit card. In other words, so pay, what you can also do is to pay more than the minimum amount that is required.
Mm.
Because remember, the bank will say, they will make you pay about 5% of what you owe them.
Mm.
So what they will do, because they use compound interest, what they will do is that for the next month, they will charge you interest on the 95% of the balance.
Mm.
Hence, you will pay it off quicker if you don't pay them. Let's say the minimum amount required is 300 rand. Try to pay 400 or 500 or 600.
Does it make a difference if you pay, say they say 300, like you said, Moruti, and then you pay 350? Does it also make a difference, a huge one?
It does. It makes a difference. It makes a difference because, remember, then it's reducing your balance.
Mm.
Because remember, I said they will charge you interest on the 95% balance every month.
Yeah.
On 95%, So you'll just make they'll make you pay the minimum amount required. So if you pay more, you are killing the interest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And right. So the third thing you can do now to improve your credit is to pay off your debt. Just pay off your debt and close that account, right? Number five, spend responsibly. Spend wisely, like a good steward. Don't just spend for the sake of spending, or don't just spend because you want to show your friends, or, you know, Faith is coming all the way from Mafikeng and I want to entertain her, therefore,
we're
not part of your budget. No, don't do it. Let me eat pap and milk with you, my sister.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so don't try to impress me. Because at the end of the day, the bank won't understand that you were trying to impress me. I mean, try to impress me. By using credit, no, that's not how it works. Unfortunately, you need to learn to spend responsibly and wisely. And so now the fifth step that you can take to improve your credit score is for you to remedy any negative listings on your credit score. Remember we said, sometimes your credit score can be low because of mistakes on your credit report, right? So if you have judgments, you must settle them as soon as possible and obtain proof of that settlement. It's one way of remedying the negative listings on your credit report.
Mm-hmm.
And the seventh step that you can take is to close all the credit accounts that you're no longer using. If they are still active, they will show on your account, right? And they affect your credit score. And another thing is the wisdom in closing those accounts that you're no longer using is that you will no longer pay for administration fees. Let's say, for instance, your clothing account will be sending you magazines every month or,
And here's another one. Here's another one from clothing stores. They'll tell you, we are giving you 5,000 rand or 1,000 rand or whatever credit.
Yeah.
Do they say credit? Yes, that you can buy for 1,000, and we get excited by that.
Yes,
I can go. So it's just a way of them enticing us.
Look, I think I'll talk about it in the last step.
Okay.
Because I also want to make a practical example.
Okay.
Yes. That's it. So you no longer have to pay for administrative fees if you close credit accounts that you're no longer using.
Mm-hmm.
And then the eighth step is for you to limit the number of credit applications that you make. Right. So whether the credit is approved or not, that application, just by virtue of you going to the bank and making an application, it will definitely have an impact on your credit report.
Mm-hmm.
Because it says to the lenders, this person is so desperate. this person cannot, this person is in trouble financially. She's
she cannot stay without credit.
Yes. You know? And then the ninth step is to check your credit report regularly. So when you check it regularly, you're able to detect if there are mistakes, you know, and you're able to check if it's low or your score is low or is high, and then you're able to make a plan on how to improve your credit score. And if there are scammers or there are people who are trying to, you know, do funny things in your accounts, those things will show on your credit report.
Okay.
Now, the tenth one, and this one is linked to the question that you asked earlier about revolving credit, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
At your clothing stores.
Mm.
What the tenth step that I want you to do is to limit the credit that you are using and aim for a ratio of 35%.
Okay.
I will explain what I mean by that.
Please.
Let's say you get to this clothing store, you know, Bongile's boutique, and they say you have a revolving credit limit of 10,000 rand.
Mm.
Remember, your mind tells you that you've got 10,000 rand.
You excited,
oh,
like I don't know what.
Ooh, and I can even get those shoes, I can get that bag, and whatever else. No?
Yes.
Now, so let's say you have a credit limit of 10,000 rand. You must aim to keep the balance at 3,500 or less.
Okay.
Right? So if your revolving credit is 1,000 rand, aim for just 350 rand or less.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you need to, exercise a whole lot of self-control. And I think, look, I'm not sure about this one, but I think you are able to say to them, reduce my revolving credit.
Just
so you don't get tempted. I think you're able to say, no, reduce my revolving credit from maybe 10,000 to whatever amount, maybe to 5,000, to 2,000, or to whatever amount.
Mm-hmm.
I know you can do it with overdraft, so I'm not sure about these ones. I don't want to lie.
Okay.
I'm sure you can just go to them, approach them, and say, okay, my revolving credit is this much. Can you reduce it?
Uh-huh.
So with this one, again, it borders on self-control.
Mm.
And as Christians, we have an added advantage because we have that spirit. God has not given us the spirit, but he has given us the spirit of self-control. So you must be able to control yourself. Otherwise, you will be in trouble.
Mm.
These debts will take away your peace.
Mm. You won't enjoy even when your salary comes in. Your income comes in. You don't even feel it.
No, you won't. You won't. Mm. And I'm not even saying this because I'm judging the people who are doing it. Remember, I think I once shared my story last year already. I'm not sure when, my queen, but we discussed this on Radio Pulpit. We were talking about credits and how to get out of debt.
Mm.
And I indicated that I once owned a credit card.
Mm.
And at the end of the month, I was physically left with nothing. So what I had to do was I had to go back to the credit card.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to get more money until I decided I need to get out of this bondage. I can't go on like this. I cannot. So that's when I broke it into pieces and I called the bank to say, guys,
it's last week, when we were talking about breaking it into pieces.
but you know what the difficult part was?
Mm-hmm.
I called the bank to say, close it.
Mm.
The lady refused.
Yeah.
I said, I want you to close that credit. She said, no. She refused until she had to call the manager. And I told the manager, I said, listen, I've headed up to my eyeball. I want to
I'm
close
done.
The credit card. Because you know what the temptation was for me? My accounts are linked, right? So what I would do is that in as much as I had cut up my credit card and I put it, thrown it in the dustbin, what I did is that I would transfer funds from my credit card to my debit card.
Mm.
So you see, it wasn't working for me. That's why I wanted them to close it.
Mm.
Yeah. But you can only do that once it's paid off.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much. Our time, yo. And thanks. Thank you so much. I believe that we have learned a lot. Hello, Kinsi Sebetiela. Thank you so much for joining in. What do we say in closure, my queen?
In closure, I'm saying to you, God has the power to turn your situation around if you're in debt, but you have to cooperate with him.
Mm.
And what is impossible with men is possible with God.
With God.
So you need to prayerfully, you can get out of it prayerfully, you know, and above all, have self-control and contentment. You can even read the word of God in Luke chapter 3, verse number is it? It's verse 14, when John the Baptist was preaching, all right? And the soldiers went to him and asked him, saying, what shall we do? So he said to them, don't intimidate anyone or accuse falsely, but be content with your wages. So at the end of the day, everything borders on contentment and self-control. Be happy with what you have, you know. If I can't have that beautiful hat that I saw Bongile wearing the other day, it's okay. I'll be content with my black beret. And it's okay. I will be happy with my black beret until I'm able to afford the red, beautiful hat that I saw Bongile wearing the other day. That's how it works.
Muruti, before we say goodbye to you, how can family members get hold of you?
Oh, okay. What they can do is to follow me on Instagram, our page on Instagram and on Facebook. So our Insta handle is money.archimedes. The dot is very crucial. And on Facebook, is our Facebook page is money.archimedes as well.
I'm just going to allow you to pray for God's people. I believe that we have been called to be good stewards for, to take care of the money that God is giving unto us so that we can be even able to provide money where it needs to be in the ministry to keep the mandate going, you know, to keep the heaven agenda going.
Especially now that these are the last days and we need to preach the gospel, the harvest is plenty, but the laborers.
And so,
money.
Yes. Thank you so much. May God awesomely bless you and yours. We love you so much. I can't wait to be talking to you again next month. But what do we say to the Lord about His people when money is concerned, Muruti?
Okay. Our dear Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of our Lord and dear Jesus Christ, and we give you glory and honor, Lord. We pray for everybody, my dear Heavenly Father, who is listening, my Lord. I pray that you give them divine wisdom on how to apply good financial principles, my Lord, on how to get out of debt in the name of Jesus. My dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you will help them, my God. And I pray in Jesus' name, I uproot, I tear down, and I destroy, and I overthrow everything and anything that is evil, that is keeping them in debt, dear Heavenly Father. And I build and I plant, my dear Heavenly Father, wealth and prosperity in the name that is above every other name, the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
And amen. Thank you so much, money.acumen. Always awesome talking to you. A blessed one.
Same here.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, my sister and family, for listening. Bye.
And family, we are saying goodbye to Pastor Faith Akosa. Do remember that you can check her on Instagram or on Facebook as money.acumen. Money.acumen. And yes, my family, we are now going to be connecting to Sis Buisompini from UNESCO. We're talking bullying at schools. And yes, how can we curb this as parents? What is our role? Are we doing enough for our children? Are we helping the teachers to also deal with this? Or is it something that we are also even afraid to face? What is your take? Can we all come and put our heads together and deal with this monster called bullying in schools?
Do you want to grow your business sales? Do you know that you can advertise on Radio Pulpit, Radio Pulpit website, The Word for Today magazine, and The Word for You Today magazine at the ridiculously low prices? Yes, you can indeed. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, offers you the platform to grow your businesses at the best affordable prices. Simply contact me, Godfrey Mwabi, on godfrey@radiopulpit.co.za or call me on 012-334-1265 and I'll tell you how. Remember, I've made it my business to grow your business.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za? Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.